It's just before sundown, and Tariq Kalu and his wife Angel McDonald are preparing some Middle Eastern cuisine in their home in Petersburg. McDonald grills some cheese from sheep's milk on the stove, and Halu sets the table, getting it ready for a meal of chicken, rice, dates, and brown tomatoes.
So it's this festival this month. It's been more than food.
That festival Halu's talking about is Ramadan, the holy month in the Muslim religion. Every night during the period from mid-July to mid-August, Halu and his family will gather here at sundown to end the day-long fast, read prayers, and celebrate. Occasionally, they'll have a guest or two, maybe a Muslim seasonal cannery worker, but most nights, it's just Halu, his wife, and their two young children. Ramadan is considered the most sacred month in the Muslim religion. The observance occurs during the ninth month of the religion's calendar, when Islam says God sent the Quran, the Muslim holy book, to the earth. It lasts for about 30 days, and it consists of increased prayer, more charity towards others, and most notably, fasting from sunrise to sundown. The practice is one of the most vital in the Muslim religion. It's one of the five pillars of Islam, and Halu says that for him, Ramadan is about patience, considering others, and focusing on improving himself, mentally and spiritually.
Because this is what Prophet said. I mean, it's about, you know, forgiveness, and it's good for the human being.
But when Halu was growing up, Ramadan was never this quiet and intimate. Halu was raised in Jordan, a largely Muslim country, and Ramadan wasn't just a month of prayer and fasting. It was a celebration.
We always really get excited when it get, you know, time for Ramadan, because time, you know, to see all family members, and it's time to see everybody asking God for forgiveness. And everybody is happy and everybody is satisfied spiritually, you know. Everybody connected. So this is the idea, you know.
But those celebrations changed 3 years ago when Halu moved to Alaska. At first, it was for a cannery job during the summer. But then he met Angel, married her, and stayed. It's estimated that only about 3,000 Muslims live in Alaska, with most of them living in Anchorage. Halu and his wife believe they may be the only ones in Petersburg, at least year-round. And celebrating Ramadan that way, alone, is tough.
But you miss the family aspect. You miss the big festival.
Besides that, though, Halu says Ramadan in Alaska does have its advantages. You may not think so. Days in Petersburg are really long, around 16 or 17 hours. And that's a long time to go without food or water. But Halu says that those long hours are actually easier than when he dealt with in Jordan.
Because it's cool here, not hot. Very nice, you know, the summer here. You don't feel hot, so... Unlike Jordan, it's like 100 or 110. Yeah, so I think here it's easier, to be honest.
In Anchorage, those days can be even longer, 18 or even 19 hours. Those times are so extreme, in fact, that Muslims in Anchorage have to change their fasting schedule. Heather Barbour is with the Islamic Community Center in Anchorage, and she says 19 hours just isn't possible for most.
So that's a pretty long fast. So we discussed with some scholars who actually took the question down to Los Angeles to the North American Fiqh Council, which is basically a group of like 30 scholars who discuss issues like this. And they basically told us that because we do live so far north that we can follow the time of Mecca in Saudi Arabia.
That means stopping the fast while the sun's still out. But for many, it's the only way to get by in the land of the midnight sun. And with a relatively large Muslim population in Anchorage, it also means the community can gather, break fast together, and celebrate. Barbour says the community center gets around 100 people each night, crammed into a small rented space in a strip mall for a potluck celebration with an assortment of food and prayer. The community has started building a mosque, too, and when Ramadan ceremonies move there, Barbour says the celebration will only get larger.
And but the new mosque will have facilities that we just don't have right now. We'd like to have classrooms. We'll have, of course, the main prayer area, the large area, and just a lot more space, which will be nice.
In each case, rural and urban Alaska, Muslims have had to adapt and find new ways to pray that don't necessarily fit in with the rest of the world. In Petersburg, Halu says he's adjusted to the long hours and the separation. But in the next few years, he's hoping to get enough money to take his family to Jordan so they can see the Ramadan of his childhood, the traditional way. In Petersburg, I'm Robbie Feinberg.